Business AM.
Radio Special Cybersecurity.
Welkom hier bij Business AM. Ik ben Sophie Sonck en deze radiospecial staat in het teken van cybersecurity. De vele facetten ervan, de innovaties, de gevaren van nieuwe technologieën, de ethische kwesties en de gevolgen natuurlijk voor bedrijven. Ik heb een gesprek over generative AI met mevrouw Nina Schick, auteur, adviseur en spreker rond generative AI. Ik praat met haar in het Engels. Welkom, Miss Schick.
Thank you for having me, Sophie.
You are an author, entrepreneur, and advisor specializing in generative AI. Generative AI refers to a category of AI algorithms that generate new outputs based on the data they have been trained on. So there is still a human factor to it, or not even that?
Well, I would argue that generative AI is basically a new form of AI. Meaning that it can create something new. This is different from traditional or discriminatory AI, which was more about classifying data. But generative AI, what it can create, seems to be almost that it can create everything we thought was unique to human intelligence or creativity. So at first glance, it seems that thanks to generative AI, there's no need for any human element. But the more you get to know about it and how these systems will be deployed, the more you understand that this can actually be a tool for people. But actually, in terms of generating or creating the content, you won't need people to do that. That will be automated.
And you are on a mission to make AI accessible for companies and also for a wider audience. What's so wrong with the flood of ChatGPTs that will storm the world like a tsunami of bot-generated data and information?
So I believe that generative AI is going to fundamentally change the digital ecosystem. It's fundamentally going to change the way we live, the change we work. I think it's even going to change our very perception of what it means to be human. So my mission to make AI accessible, yes, I work with companies advising in a business context, but more important than that, I believe that every single person deserves to understand how this exponential technology is going to change their experience of what it means to be human. And one example of that is ChatGPT. ChatGPT is the most popular and successful application, not only of generative AI, but it's the most popular application of all time. ChatGPT got 100 million users in two months since its launch. So as with all exponential technologies, and this being the most powerful technology I think we've seen to date, it has both positive and negative elements. And I think that everybody deserves to understand the context in which this is unfolding and both the risks and opportunities.
As you said before, ChatGPT is the fastest growing app in the world, with well over 100 million users already, as you mentioned. Is it okay to trust a chatbot prompting text generated by data and algorithms? And will this change the way humans think?
I think that the information we consume on a daily basis in the digital ecosystem will increasingly be AI generated. So I think it's inevitable that AI generated content, if AI becomes the vehicle for production or the engine for production of human intelligence and creativity, I think it's inevitable that it's going to change the way that we think. The second point I want to make goes to your question of whether we should trust a chatbot. And it's really important to know that these systems or these machines, they're not godlike. They're not omnipotent. They're not infallible. So should you trust a chatbot? No, you should understand it for what it is. It's a chatbot and it can lie and it can hallucinate and it can get things wrong. Does it have tremendous ability when used in the right way? Absolutely. But is it something that you should fundamentally trust as being 100% correct all the time?
Yeah.
No.
Let's say in a few years' time, the mistakes and the non-truths made by chatbots will be solved. You will still need people to edit and opinionate articles. Am I wrong?
Absolutely. I mean, this is, again, one of the most philosophical questions around generative AI. Is it going to automate humanity or machines going to take over? But I believe that this is a tool for humanity, and everything that the machine produces needs to be curated, guided, edited, controlled by humans. It's just that our role in the production process is going to change, where we become more like curators rather than being stuck in the kind of technical aspect of production.
Yeah, a million of people will interact with artificial intelligence. What will be the impact on a global scale? How decisive is this technology going to become in every part of our society in the next 5 to 10 years? Or should I say, how disruptive?
It's going to be impacting hundreds of millions and billions of people. My estimate was by the end of 2023, generative AI. When I made that estimate, some people didn't believe me, but now it looks like that's going to come true within a few months just through ChatGPT alone, right? So its impact on humanity is undeniable and probably at a pace that we've never experienced before. So how will this impact the world? I think this is the fastest acceleration of technology we've known up to date. And you have to take that in its historical context, because just the rate of both technological acceleration, but also adoption, has been growing exponentially from the internet to smartphones and now the AI revolution. It's even faster than anything we've known before.
Tech giants will be, they want to dominate, I think, the business of it and exploit it. How we will deal with that?
I think that you see a fundamental repositioning by all of the tech giants to own a slice of the generative AI pie. And I think that the whole success of this field almost took them by surprise. They understood that this arena had promise, but I don't think anyone expected things to unfold as quickly as they have. And for as many people as there are already now a few months down the line since the release of ChatGPT to be interfacing with generative AI products, tools, and services. So there is no doubt that there's a kind of AI race on between the tech giants, which is going to accelerate this whole field. It's going to make it more accessible. It's going to mean that these tools are going to become more money, more accessibility, more people using them, more widely dispersed, which is all going to add to my prediction of how this is going to unfold quicker than we could have ever imagined before. But it's not only the tech giants who are going to dominate this field, because there is a flourishing open source community. And now lots of models and lots of generative AI tools, products, and services are also being built by smaller companies and in the open source community.
It took a few decades, but artificial intelligence is here to stay. It is invading both the corporate and consumer world. People fear for their jobs, as AI will generate about 90% of all content that is needed. Is that fear justified?
It's justified, because I think we're going to see a revolutionization of the labor market. And this is, you're not talking about automating blue-collar jobs, right? Like factory line workers. It's kind of already happened, this disruption. But you're talking about white-collar workers. So the automation of things like software developers, graphic designers, lawyers, script writers, authors. I think that certain jobs or aspects of jobs in industries will be automated by AI. Let's be real. But I also think that it's a fallacy to think about the number of human jobs as being finite, and that those jobs that are taken by AI can't be replaced. Because I think that with generative AI as a tool, human productivity, human creativity, human output, there's just going to be more. There isn't a finite cap on human productivity or human activity.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to manifest in new jobs, different jobs, more jobs.
There seems to be a positive and a negative side to all of this. Do you see this technology also being used as a weapon?
There's no doubt this technology being used as a weapon. Because ultimately, this is a story about humanity. This is a story about humans. and what we do when we have extremely powerful tools at our disposal. And what we're already seeing is that some people try to do incredible things, like use generative AI to pioneer medical research, to find new drugs, to find cures for cancer, to make creativity accessible to everyone, to use generative AI to personalize education so that disenfranchised people who have no access to the internet or educational opportunities are able to do so through the help of AI. And there's absolutely no doubt that this will be weaponized as a tool of disinformation, as a tool of identity theft, as a tool of mass fraud. So ultimately, this to me is the perfect embodiment or exemplification of the very nature of humanity. With the yin comes the yang.
We gaan er heel even uit. We zijn zo terug met Nina Schick met meer over synthetische content.
Business AM. Radio Special Cybersecurity.